Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When embarking on a successful digital transformation, it's important to ask one simple question as you get started, and that question is why. What exactly is it they need to know, and why do you need to ask that question? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And when I was a young kid, going back as young as I can recall, my parents used to get extremely irritated, and I used to drive them crazy because I'd always ask the question, why? I wanted to know why the world was the way it was. I wanted to know why things happened every day. And at some point, my parents just stopped me and said, stop asking why and get on with your life. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that was the gist of my childhood. Was a lot of curiosity, a lot of asking why. And sometimes in the digital transformation space, I think we could learn from how we were as kids in that sense of curiosity and asking questions and questioning the way things are and the way things should be. And that is very true with digital transformations. There's an opportunity for us to ask the question, why? Why are we doing things the way we are? Why are we letting an outside vendor determine how we run our project? Why are we misscoping a project? All sorts of questions like that. So what I want to do today is talk about why. What are those questions that we need to ask ourselves, and what are those things we need to ask ourselves why about? And that's what I'll talk about here today. Now, for more information and best practices and digital strategies to help you through your digital transformation, I encourage you to download our annual Digital Transformation Report. It's a report we publish each year that covers a number of best practices and tips and lessons learned, as well as independent software reviews and rankings to help you get started on your digital transformation journey. You can download that white paper by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can check the links below that I've included links to both that paper as well as other reports and resources that I think will help you through your digital transformation journey. The first why question that I encourage teams to ask is, why start your digital transformation now? Why didn't you start it 2 years ago? Or why don't you wait another 2 years? Why is now the time that you want to start a digital transformation? And there may be a very clear answer to this. You may have a very good reason for this, or it may be that you're not sure why. You just have a lot of momentum built up internally, or perhaps a software vendor is pressuring you to get started on your transformation now. But if you can't answer that question in a way that points to clear business value and clear business strategies and priorities and objectives, then chances are that now is probably not the best time for you to be starting a digital transformation, or at the very least, you need to further clarify and articulate why it is you're starting the digital transformation now. Now, don't get me wrong, it's likely that now is the right time for you to start a digital transformation, but it's very important that you clearly define and communicate to your team why now is the time. And it's also important that you ensure that that answer to the question of why now becomes the guiding principles and the guiding light for your overall digital transformation. Another important why question to ask is, why do you think technology will improve your business? A lot of times organizations have a very technologically focused reason for wanting to go through a digital transformation. Perhaps your legacy system is being sunset by your software vendor, or perhaps you're using a really old legacy system that was homegrown and you don't have anyone to support it anymore. Those might be really good reasons to get started on a digital transformation, but you need to have a much clearer vision of how that digital transformation will not only replace outdated technology, but more importantly, how will it add business value and optimize your business going forward. And this is where it's really important to make sure that your goals and objectives for your digital transformation and your overarching digital strategy are aligned with your corporate goals and objectives. And this is where you want to make sure that this digital transformation is supporting those longer-term goals and objectives that you might have organizationally. And finally, it's important to make sure that your definition of why you think technology will improve your business is done so in a way that you can quantify. How do you quantify that inventory reduction that you expect? Or how do you quantify that improvement to the customer experience? Or how do you quantify that improvement to your demand planning and forecasting processes? All those loose, soft business benefits that software vendors often will sell you on, you need to now translate that into meaningful and quantifiable business value in your quest to answer, why will technology improve your business?
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another important question to ask yourself as part of a digital transformation is, why should your employees care? Why should they care that you're going through a digital transformation? And more importantly, why should they support the digital transformation? And this is where the clarity of vision and the ability to articulate what the digital transformation goals and objectives are and what it means to your organization and what it means to individuals within your organization becomes so important. At the end of the day, employees do want to help an organization succeed, otherwise they probably wouldn't be working at your organization. But what's even more important to them is, what's in it for me? What is it that I'm gonna get out of this? How's it gonna help me do my job better? And just as importantly, what is my job gonna look like when I get to the other side of this digital transformation? We need to have clear answers to those and other questions so that we can get our employees not only just to care about the transformation, but also to ultimately to embrace and support the project and give their full support of the project going forward. A next question to ask is, why is your digital transformation strategy and plan different? And I don't mean different in a bad way. I mean, how is it that you are going to tailor your digital strategy to fit who you are as an organization, both where you are today and where you're going in the future? So that's why the question of why is your digital strategy different is so important, because your digital strategy should be different. You should not be leveraging just a boilerplate or generic transformation plan or strategy that a vendor might suggest to you. You want to make sure you take that as an input, but tailor it to fit who you are as a business. Just to give you a quick example, if you're a highly sophisticated and highly technologically mature organization that's been through multiple technology transformations in the past, your profile and your strategy and plan is going to look a lot different than an organization that has yet to go through a transformation in the 2000s. If you're an organization that's using a 40-year-old legacy homegrown system and you're moving over to a cloud-based system, that's a big transformation. That's a big jump from where you are today and where you're going in the future. And that strategy and plan can and should look much different than the digital strategy that I mentioned in the first example. So the question here that needs to be answered is, why does the strategy look the way it does? And more importantly, what is it we need to do to tailor that strategy and plan to fit who we are as an organization? When going through a digital transformation, it's important to play devil's advocate. Even when you have the right answer or the best answer for your organization, it's still important to poke holes in that answer. And the reason for this is not because you want to create doubt or to second guess your decisions, but because you need to understand what the dark side trade-offs are to that decision. So in other words, when you choose a technology that you're going to use as the foundation for your digital transformation, you need to make sure that you understand what the weaknesses and deficiencies are of that roadmap or of that direction that you're going. No matter what technology you choose or what software vendor you decide to commit to, there are going to be deficiencies. There's going to be weaknesses, there's going to be risks, there's going to be trade-offs that you're making. And if you don't know what those things are and you find out midway through a project, that's too late. You haven't accommodated and accounted for those risks, and therefore your implementation plan and budget is going to get off track. So it's very important to ask the question of, why won't this technology fit for our business? And it may be that 99% of the software is going to fit, but there's that 1% where it's not a good fit for your organization, and you need to have a good plan for how you're going to navigate that weakness. Now, of course, most organizations don't get a 99% fit. They might be lucky to get 80% fit. So it's much more material than a 1% lack of fit that you're typically going to find. But regardless of what that number is or how much of a misfit you find within the technology roadmap you're deploying, you do need to make sure that you clearly understand what those risks and trade-offs are. Another question to ask that most organizations don't want to ask themselves is, why might this project fail? And this is a question I personally love asking our clients. Why do you think this project might fail? Or if this project were to fail, why do you think that would be? And this is a really important introspective question, because oftentimes that question and the answer to that question will reveal some of the deficiencies or some of the weaknesses of you as an organization that might contribute to a failure or might escalate the risk profile of your transformation. And that awareness and that understanding of where those pitfalls and landmines are is going to help you be more successful. So by asking this really important question and maybe getting an answer that you don't want to hear, you're actually better preparing yourself to be successful in the overall transformation. For example, when we ask our clients that question of why might this project fail, oftentimes we'll get a response like, we may fail because we've failed at technology transformations in the past. Or in the past, we haven't adapted to change well as an organization. Or in the past, we haven't collaborated well or integrated our business processes well. Those are all really good things to know as you go into a digital transformation. And the beauty of it is it gives you some focus as a digital transformation team so that you know how you're going to overcome those challenges and risks. So by asking the question of, if this project were to fail, why would that be? Or why might this project fail in our organization is really important. And if you can't think of an answer, I would challenge you to keep asking yourself that question until you do get an answer, because there is a reason why a project may fail within your organization. You just need to identify what those reasons are. One of the biggest deficiencies with digital transformation projects is that organizations that are implementing technology typically rely blindly on their technical implementers to implement the technology. And in some ways, that's understandable, because we as an organization are not experts in technology, but yet the system integrator or the value-added reseller or the software vendor that we're hiring is an expert. So we're going to defer to them to tell us what the implementation should look like, what the plan should be, and what the budget should be. However, that lack of knowledge and that lack of awareness of what a system integrator does and how they do things isn't a reason not to challenge and question why the implementer is proposing what they're proposing. And this is a reason why so many implementers take advantage of their customers and overbill their customers, because no one's asking the question of why. Why do we have so many people on this project? Why on day one do we have an army of consultants showing up when we haven't even defined our plan in detail yet, or we haven't even defined our future state processes? Those are really important questions to ask along the way. And in a good partnership with your outside consultants, those sorts of questions should be welcome. However, too often, consulting firms and implementers will say, don't ask us questions, we're the experts and you need to defer to us. And that's just the wrong answer. That's not an answer that you should accept as an organization. So it's really important to ask the question of, why is the budget set the way it is? Or why is your cost the way it is? Why do you have the project staffed the way you do? And part of this is not only to challenge and make sure that you're optimizing your cost during implementation, but also so you as an organization have ownership and visibility into what's happening, so that after the consultants are long gone, you can have ownership and a say in what the project's gonna look like. So be sure to ask the question of why the implementation is the way it is in terms of the budget and the overall plan as well. So these are a few things to ask yourselves as you go through a digital transformation. Ideally, you wanna ask these questions early on before you ever get started on your journey, but it's never too late to start asking these questions if you haven't already. Now, for more lessons and best practices, I encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report. It's an annual report we publish each year that outlines some additional strategies and best practices and lessons learned from our experience helping clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. You can download that paper by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links in the description field below to download that paper. I've also included links to other resources that I think will help you as you go through your digital transformation. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.